Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A second round of explosions strike Lebanon and Israeli troops move northward. Then devastating floods in Pakistan lead to an increased demand for Mega Voice audio Bibles. We'll explain what happened in just a few moments. We'll begin today's broadcast in Lebanon, where yesterday a second cyber attack exploded Hezbollah walkie-talkies and solar equipment. This on the heels of mass explosions on Tuesday targeting pagers used by Hezbollah terrorists. Roughly 3,300 people have been injured in the attacks and 21 killed. For Lebanese citizens, Nuna with Triumph and Mercy Lebanon says it's the all-too-familiar echoes of war.
We're definitely having all these news that are coming flashing on all the time, like 24/7, about Israel and the war and Hezbollah and trying to rally everybody around Hezbollah to fight Israel, which Lebanon doesn't want. So this whole situation is daily and 24/7 before our eyes.
More Lebanese are fleeing the southern border, and Triumph for Mercy Lebanon is getting relief to refugees. However, the fear is,
where can you hide when there's a full-on war, especially if you live in areas where Hezbollah is present? So that's a dangerous area. So now they have to move somewhere else.
TM Lebanon isn't the only NGO reaching refugees, but
what we can add to this is the spiritual aspect to it. So as much as possible, bring Jesus in the story. Like, he is in control.
Pray for both Lebanese citizens and Hezbollah to follow Jesus. We turn next to the U.S., where an American pastor, David Lin, is finally home. Now 68, Lin was detained by the Chinese government nearly two decades ago, accused of contract fraud. He applied for and was granted permission from the Chinese government to open a Christian church. But in 2006, that all fell apart. He was detained and handed a life sentence in 2009. Advocates working on his behalf succeeded in getting his sentence reduced, but the unexpected turn came with his release. Bibles for China's Kurt Rovenstein says, a win is a win.
As Americans and as Christians, we want to celebrate that in the midst of some of the struggles that we have in dealing with communist China officials. When something goes right, we want to applaud that, and not the detainment, but the fact that this person has been released.
As Lin acclimates to freedom, there's a lot to process.
I can't imagine coming back to family and relationships and all of that, just the learning curve that he's going to have in coming back to the United States and looking at all the changes, you know, so there's a huge readjustment there. So I think that's a matter of prayer.
Cultural differences between the West and the Chinese government can be challenging. Pray wisdom for the ministries as they walk alongside the Chinese church and celebrate what God is doing in China. And monsoon rains have battered Pakistan with severe flooding and losses. Daryl Templeton with Mega Voice says it's especially devastating as scars from the 2022 floods still exist.
It seems always that it's the poorest and the most vulnerable that are the most affected. It's, you know, tragedy is on tragedy because many of the farmlands and the homes of those poor people were never rebuilt, never restored properly, and now they're hit again, many of the same areas.
More than 350 people are reported to have died since July 1st, half of them children. In the midst of mass displacement, an increasing number of people have asked Mega Voice for audio Bible players. Now, these devices also have a flashlight feature.
So you have a solar-powered flashlight. So this player becomes essential for once it's dark because electricity is out in the area.
Pray that overwhelmed believers in Pakistan will stand in their faith and consider partnering with Mega Voice to spread the spiritual light of the gospel as well as physical light to flood survivors.
It opens up the hearts and homes of these people that are so affected by the devastation so that they can receive true hope in the midst of the despair. We would love to be able to provide for everyone that is requesting it. We just don't have the funds to do so.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help your kids spend time in God's Word every day of the year with the goal of growing disciples for Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.